Whitehorse Council has been recognised as a finalist in the 2019 Parking Industry Awards, but that's not the story. Well, it's part of the story. That's not really the whole story. The story is this. There are Parking Industry Awards? Who even knew? For best car park? For most effective car park? For outstanding new car park? Seriously, these are the categories. We found this fantastic and it immediately got us talking, do you believe, about our favourite car parks, about the places that we will deliberately drive to park in, and the ones that we absolutely avoid. I bet you're going to have a view on that, on the car parks that you love and hate. I'm going to throw a spanner in the works by saying, I don't like any of them. I park on the street. There, go on, have at me. 1300 222 774, your favourite park? Stuart Norman is the Parking Australia Chief Executive. Stuart, I'm very pleased to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning, Virginia, and congratulations on the new role.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on having an award for a good car park. How long has this award been going on?
Parking Australia have been running these awards since 2012.
Right.
And we look at seven different categories, including, as you just mentioned, on-street parking and where your favourite and best on-street parking is as well. So you're catered for as well.
I am catered for. So do councils have to put in for these? Do they have to nominate themselves for the award?
Yes, they have to put in a submission, yes.
Okay. And what makes a great car park in your view?
Well, as technology advances, and it's advancing in the parking industry just as much as everywhere else, there are certain things. You want to be able to find a car park easy. Now, that's obviously easier said than done, but there are certain councils around the country that are making it easier for a motorist to find a car park.
Yep.
And then obviously to pay and even to avoid an infringement, should I say.
What do you mean?
Well, in the city of Adelaide, they've got 2-hour parking like in the city of Melbourne, but if you're running late from a meeting or getting your hair done or having a drink with friends and you go, oh no, my 2 hours is up, I'm going to get an infringement. In Adelaide, you can pay a premium for an extra 15 minutes, so you don't get a fine.
Right. And you won't be breaking the law?
Well, yes, you are. The local government law, if you are there longer than what you should be.
No, I mean, the reason I ask that is that I'd like that too, but because, say, the car park has a 2-hour limit, I can't extend, say, from the app that I have on my phone, because, no, that's just it. You get your 2 hours and you've got to move on. There's no extension of it.
I think that's what's traditionally happened. I'm glad that the City of Adelaide have thought outside the box here and went, oh, no, we actually want to think about the customer. And, yes, sometimes the customer runs late. And we want to give them the opportunity to avoid a fine.
That's very true. I've caught myself in that situation time and time again. Dear listener, if you thought I was kidding, I am not. Where is your favourite place to car park? Do you have a favourite car park? And can you celebrate it with us today? 1300 222 774. I tell you what, Stuart Norman, I've got a lot of not favourite car parks. Well, I do. There are a lot of car parks in Melbourne that are tricky to get into, tricky to get out of. You can see the scrapings of the wall because the turning circle is tight where you come around to the next level. They're dirty. They're not bad. They're badly lit. I don't feel safe in them. Tons of those.
In some aspects, I agree with you. In some aspects, I don't. But I definitely think that as an association, we're working really hard to increase the standard of car parks. And I think across the board, the standard does need to increase. And this is why we're implementing an accredited operator scheme and trying to lift compliance. On the design side, well, that sort of comes a bit before us. We're talking, you're looking at architects and designers before we get to do what we do.
Yep.
But I think you've got some valid points.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's hard to deny when you go into, in particular, some of the city car parks that are just filthy, really disgusting, and also just hard to find where you pay for your ticket. I'm really enjoying, I won't mention the app by name or brand name, but there is a really great app that a lot of the inner city councils are using that I can use to pay for my parking, and that's incredibly useful.
Yeah, and there's about 4 commercial providers that are working with local government right across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to mention names, but there are a couple in Melbourne that definitely have a stronger presence than others. And what I do like about it provides choice.
Mm.
people can use an app, people can use a meter, people can tap and go on a meter, or if people still want to be old school and use some change, even though it's getting a bit harder to carry.
That's getting harder and harder, yeah.
It's getting harder and harder. I mean, that's still law that the meters have to actually be able to take cash.
We're getting brickbats and bouquets for car parks today. Avoid Preston Market at all costs. Doncaster Shopping Centre wins for the best, I'm hearing. How about free car parking for nurses and patients' families? The cost of car parking has to be under discussion today, and particularly at hospitals. Stuart Norman, it is beyond a disgrace how much you can be charged if, say, you're rushing your kid into emergency at the children's hospital and then how much you're stung there after a couple of hours.
This is one where it's quite interesting. The car park industry on this one takes a massive whack.
And what do you mean? If
a private operator, and I won't mention brand names, but the private operator is contracted to run those car parks, and people often get upset with the commercial operator when the rates and the contracts and the time periods and all of that are actually set by the hospitals. Mm. So let's not just attack the parking on the industry on this one. I think it needs to come back to the hospitals, and in some cases, the hospitals obviously see it as an extra source of revenue, and I understand that.
Yep.
But it's let's just not blame the car parking industry totally on that one.
No, but I do think a cost issue is one that's really slipped under the radar. We just seem to cop it and suck it up. And in some of those major utilities, I reckon there's a real question there about how much we pay. You also want, though, as an organisation, you're calling for digital parking permits. What does that mean?
Well, some of us are a little bit older. We can remember the car registration stickers we used to have on our cars.
That's right, which we don't need anymore.
Which we don't need anymore. Well, we're asking for is that you, in some inner suburbs where you have to display a sticker and stick it on your car, we're only asking for that to be removed, and it's got to be done through legislation, through the Road Safety Act. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the technology there is there. We do it with car regos. Let's just do it with parking permits. To me, it's a no-brainer. Unfortunately, the Roads Minister doesn't want to engage on this.
Mm. Well, we'll find out why. I know it must cost some money to print them up and to get them out, but maybe the councils can't all agree on how that might be monitored.
No, it's not. It's not a council issue. Councils would love this.
They want it.
Definitely. A lot of them are running two systems because they're required to by law.
Is there a worst car park award? You may be laughing, I'm not.
No, we don't run the worst car park. We'll leave that to your callers and people on
social media. Let me tell you, they're naming and shaming this morning. I won't read them all out. And is it a fancy affair? Is it black tie, the car parking awards for 2019?
Oh, look, it's definitely not a barbecue. it's not a barbecue. I thought maybe we should host it on top of a rooftop car park in Melbourne. I thought that was a nice initiative, but I think
you should do it on the rooftop car park there at Boorong Ma, which has the loveliest view, and is these days actually often turned into a bit of a site for a fete or a fair simply because it's so nicely situated.
Yeah, and those initiatives are things that we're celebrating in the industry. There's a commercial operator who's a member of ours who is actually doing some sleeping quarters at night time in car parks for homeless people. So well, I know we cop a lot of a whack a lot of the time, but there are things that we're doing around open space and gardens and community and also looking after those who are less privileged.
I got a comment here from Diana in Surry Hills. Oh, my God, she says, if that nomination for the City of Whitehorse is for the new Harrow car park at Grey Monolith, I'm sorry, I can't support it. It is for the Harrow Street car park.
It is.
Justify that one, will you?
Well, they've done some excellent things like putting in electric vehicle charging. It's quite frictionless, so you don't actually have to get out of your car and go find some money and go get a ticket and display it on your car. You can drive in, drive out, walk into where you need to walk and walk out. The design, I'm not there. I'm not an architect. I'm not talking about the design. I'm talking about how it's easier for the person to park.
Okay. So how does it get the payment from you?
Well, you can just tap your credit card on the way in.
Okay.
On the way out.
So it's a tap and go situation. All right. Look, good to chat to you, Stuart. Thanks so much.
Terrific. Thank you, Virginia.
Stuart Norman there, who's the Parking Australia Chief Executive. And I've just learnt about a new organisation today because I didn't even know that there was Parking Australia. And that's all useful knowledge.